of man to understand the two separate realities and to choose the path that is the enlightened one? Is that the nature of existence? Because there doesn't seem to me to be a very good reason for all this Sturm und Drang, you know, this trouble and strife.
Well, it's very interesting because that's a big sticky point with the students of a course, is they'll say that, oh, well, how did this happen? How do we think about this thought of separation? And the real answer is, well, we're still doing it right now. We're thinking,
right.
We're right here, right now with that thought of separation. So when we say, how did it happen? It's happening every time we're choosing to see each other as separate. I don't understand how the thought entered the mind. The course will say, into the mind of aware, into the mind of aware, all is one, there crept a tiny mad idea which the Son of God remembered not to laugh. So we took it seriously. And that's exactly what happens every time we believe something that makes us not feel good. When you unravel and go to the sponsoring thought, you recognize you put an emotion behind a thought, so you've attached to that thought. That's what belief does. It's so powerful. So you've chosen. And what we're being taught to do is to look at that sponsoring thought and say, is that true? Is that true? And when you question and you really, really contemplate, and that's why I love the work of Byron Katie so much, because she gets right to the heart of it in her work. Is it true? You recognize you're giving yourself other thoughts that could come in and say, well, I thought that was so anchored. You say, well, no, it's not true. No, actually, I can see this thought as true or truer. And that's how we disengage that emotion, which is the belief in that thought. And so we can allow the thought to dissipate. And that's how you undo your beliefs. That's how you undo the obstruction. So I cannot tell you what the grand scheme is. I do believe that we're spiritual beings that have a human experience and that our purpose of the experience is to remember that we're spiritual beings.